Ellis, and welcome back to Game. I'm your co-host, Landon Nelson, a.k.a. Big Nelly. I'm in the hot seat today. Also, always joining me is Big Rob. How you doing today, bud?
I'm doing good.
Last but not least, the other co-host of Game replacing Big Slammer. We will miss him absolutely dearly. Kieran Sandulo, how
Yo,
you doing, buddy?
That's not my name.
Yeah, I messed up.
You're close.
Yeah,
you were,
I know.
You were
Sandulo.
Close. There you go.
Yeah,
now you got it.
I messed up there.
Hello.
How you doing, bud?
I'm doing all right.
So, in the last episode of Game, we see Miles Sprung take the win against Lorelai Smith. But joining him to defeat him and maybe take over the throne is Jeremiah Penrod. How are you guys doing today?
I am doing simply fantastic. Coming off of the clean sweep last week. Very excited about coming back, maybe doing it again.
Jeremiah, how are you doing today, bud?
He stole the mic from me.
Thievery.
We have a rotating system.
And my coffee.
And your coffee.
I don't like coffee.
Then why'd you take it?
I didn't.
No, I'm doing pretty good. How about y'all?
I'm doing great, buddy. Y'all doing great?
I'm doing simply fantastic.
It is Friday. We're starting a little bit early today, 8:19 a.m., but let's get this show on the road. Miles, are you ready for trivia?
I am so ready.
All right, Jeremiah, I'm going to give you the basis of trivia before we get right into Miles' questions. Six questions for trivia each. We also have four tiebreaker questions. So just want to let you know how that all works, and we're about to get right into it. All right, Miles, here we go, bud. Question one. What year was the Milwaukee Brewers established? A, 1905, B, 1953, C, 1969, or D, 1997?
So we're talking the Brewers. We're not talking the Milwaukee Braves or the Seattle.
We're talking about when they were first. So not when they became the Brewers, but when they became a team in general.
They would have been the Seattle Pilots, and that would have been
So
C, 1969.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Yes.
Miles Sprung, you are correct.
Let's go.
All right, moving on. Question two. You love The Office. Dwight Schrute, a.k.a. Rainn Wilson. What state is actor Rainn Wilson from? A, Kansas. B, Washington. C, Ohio. Or D, California?
I feel like I know this. I feel like I've seen interviews where he's talked about that. Can I hear the options again?
We go with A, Kansas. B, Washington. C, Ohio. Or D, California?
I'm going to go with B, Washington.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
We're just going to go for it. Let's do it.
Miles Sprung, you are correct.
Two for two. Let's go.
There we go. There we go, buddy. There we go. Question three. Who has made the fourth most threes in NBA history? A, J.J. Redick. B, Kyle Korver. C, Klay Thompson. Or D, Reggie Miller?
Ooh. I'm not too big of a basketball fan, but I think you're going to trick me by giving me a former Milwaukee Buck. I'm going to go with Kyle Korver.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Sure. Let's just do it.
Miles Sprung! I'm sad to say, you are incorrect.
I knew it.
The correct answer was D, Reggie Miller.
Really? I didn't know he had that many.
Greatest pacer of all time. Question four, true or false? Taylor Swift is from Tennessee. True or false?
Miles.
I don't.
I've seen your Spotify playlist. You should get this.
Okay, I'm not as big of a Taylor Swift fan as you come out to say, Rob. I just like her music. I'm not a big fan.
You were going about those tickets.
Yeah,
I wasn't going crazy. I was just trying to get them. Update, I didn't end up getting them. So I'm not
they're expensive.
Her.
So I wasn't.
I get it.
Yeah. They are not cheap.
Yeah, so that sucks. But I'm going to go with false. I don't think she was born in Tennessee.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Sure. Yeah.
Miles, you're incorrect again.
Yeah, I figured.
Moving on to question five. What year was the movie Top Gun released? A, 1986, B, 1991, C, 2000, or D, 2009?
I'm going to go with A.
1986. Are you sure that is your final answer?
Yes.
Miles, you are correct.
Woo-hoo! Let's go, Top Gun.
Here we go. Here we go. You are right now 3-5. Question six. What is the 15th oldest state? A, Rhode Island. B, Kentucky. C, North Carolina. Or D, Montana?
Oh, you're messing them up on these.
What? I don't
know. You're messing
them
up with these ones.
Can I hear the options again?
A, Rhode Island. B, Kentucky. C, North Carolina. Or D, Montana?
Well, it can't be one of the original 13 colonies, so I think that Rhode Island and North Carolina are off the board. So I'm going to go with Kentucky.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Yes.
Miles Sprung, you are correct.
Is he, though?
Deductive reasoning.
Deductive reasoning.
Yes, true, true. Rob, Kieran, I'm going to say, Miles is off to a hot start when it comes to trivia.
Absolutely.
I think he went 4-for-6, both.
Both times. He's been going
that's
strong.
Very impressive.
Yeah, the only ones I missed last week were the Christian Yelich question and the Phil Collins question.
How can you call yourself a Phil Collins fan or Milwaukee Brewers fan? I don't know.
I don't think I've ever said I'm a Phil. Did I ever mention that to you?
I don't know.
You said you liked Phil Collins.
I might have. I don't remember.
All right. Moving on.
It also could have been me, though.
Impressive start for Miles. Jeremiah, you're up, bud. Are you ready?
Ready as I'll ever be, I guess.
Question one. What state is Johnny Cash from? A, Arkansas, a.k.a. Arkansas. Arkansas. B, Tennessee. C, California. Or D, Florida?
Arkansas.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Yes.
Why is this one Kansas?
And this one is not Arkansas.
Jeremiah. Arkansas. You are correct. Okay. Question two.
I don't think I would want to be known as Arkansas.
Yeah, neither would I.
That's what my mom's fiance every time I say Arkansas, it's Arkansas. And I'm like,
look, man, I know this trucker. He is from Arkansas, and he will show up in the studio
and yell about how it's Arkansas. All
right, here we go. How many number one hit songs did Elvis Presley have? A, 11, B, 18, C, 25, or D, 32?
C.
25. Are you sure that is your final answer?
Pretty sure.
Jeremiah Penrod, you are incorrect. The correct answer was 18.
18, yep.
All right, Jeremiah. You told me you used to watch NASCAR and you were a big NASCAR fan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, couple years back. All right, about to test you here, bud. Question three. Which NASCAR driver won the 2002 NASCAR Cup Series Championship? A, Jeff Gordon. B, Tony Stewart. C, Bobby Labonte. Or D, Matt Kenseth?
I feel like B.
Tony Stewart, are you sure that is your final answer?
Mm-hmm.
Jeremiah Penrod, you are correct. That really just makes me happy because I'm a big Tony Stewart fan. And if he would have gotten that question wrong, I probably would have crushed my heart and soul.
Yeah.
Because I don't know anything about NASCAR, so. Good job, Jeremiah.
Good thing I didn't ask that one.
All right. Question four. What state is the 45th oldest? A, Massachusetts, B, Illinois, C, Utah, or D, Nevada?
I'm going to go D.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Yes, D, Nevada.
Are you sure that you're sure?
I mean, like,
take your time.
I thought you guys had the answer locked in, and then he told me to say it again. But yeah, I got it locked in.
All right, so Nevada is his final answer. Jeremiah Penrod, you are incorrect.
But do you have it locked in?
All right.
But do you?
Here we go. Question five. You're three for five right now.
All right.
True or false? The Pacific Ocean is the largest ocean. Actually, two for four, but now, yeah, we're moving on to this question. True or false? The Pacific Ocean is the largest ocean in the world.
True.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Yeah, we'll see.
Jeremiah Penrod, you are correct.
Big ocean.
Three for five. He's on pace.
Here we go. I know you're a big George Strait fan. Question six. What year was the movie Pure Country released? A, 1977. B, 1984. C, 1992. Or D, 1999.
84.
Are you sure about that?
That is your final answer?
Could be wrong, though. But no.
This could make or break the game here. If you get this wrong, you go 3 for 6. If you get this right, you go 4 for 6. And we go into a tiebreaker against Miles.
Actually, we're going to go C.
1992. Are you sure that is your final answer?
92.
Jeremiah Penrod, you are correct.
All right, that's a tie.
And we are going into a tiebreaker alert.
Tiebreaker alert.
Tiebreaker alert. Man, I feel like the whole studio's erupturing.
Erupturing? You mix a couple words there together.
A quaking.
Quaking.
Yeah, no, that's just me shaking.
Oh.
It's just me shaking. My fault. That was bad vocabulary.
All good, man.
Yeah, my fault.
We're all good.
Yeah, it's awakening with that tiebreaker. Here we go. You guys both going to answer this question. Where is the singer Prince from? Geez Louise. A, New Orleans, Louisiana. B, Minneapolis, Minnesota. C, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Or D, Miami, Florida.
I'm going to go with New Orleans.
Yeah, me too.
Guys, are you both sure that is your final answer?
Yeah, yes. Pretty sure.
Well, I don't think this is... I don't know if this has ever happened. I mean, it might have happened.
I mean, maybe we should just start telling them that they can't pick the same answer.
Well, it is what it is. So
hey, you didn't explicitly state
fine,
that before.
It's fine, because we have three other questions. Mm. So it's not a big deal. So, but y'all are both... incorrect. The correct answer was Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Yeah, that was my other answer.
Question two of the tiebreaker series. What year was the University of Notre Dame established? A, 1775. B, 1801. C, 1842. Or D, 1870?
1801.
1842.
Are you both sure that is your final answer?
Yes.
Well, Jeremiah, you are incorrect. And that leaves Miles to win trivia and win in the tiebreaker series.
That's two.
Good game.
Very competitive trivia series we've had in back-to-back weeks of game, but... moving on to Kieran's segment. Take it away, buddy.
All right. You guys ready for this?
I'm so ready.
I know Miles knows how this... Oh, yeah. Well, you know how it works now.
Yeah, I explained it to Jeremiah a little bit before we actually started.
Well, we're going to go over the rules one more time, just so that everybody makes sure they know it. So, I'm first going to give you a series of answers. Your answers first. Then... I'm going to give you four questions. Your job is to figure out what question the answers go to. And then you have to answer that question.
So basically multiple choice Jeopardy.
Multiple choice Jeopardy. Yep. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right. You guys want to rock, paper, scissors to see who gets to go first on this one?
Yeah, let's go for it.
All right. Best out of three.
Best out of three.
All right. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors,
I love
shoot.
How they're yeah. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Let's go.
All right, Miles.
I'm going first.
Miles is up first. All right. Your answers are Assassin's Creed, Minecraft, Call of Duty, and Fortnite.
Oh.
And your answers, or your questions, are, what is the most sold video game of all time?
Okay, ooh, I'm just going to halt you right there. It's Minecraft for that answer.
You don't want to hear the rest?
Yeah, I don't need to hear him.
I think that's a right. Great answer.
Miles, is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is correct.
Yeah, I didn't even
Minecraft is the most sold video game of all time, right ahead of Tetris. But this is, yeah, Tetris is second. There is actually multiple correct answers for this one. Jeremiah, would you like to give him a shot?
Might as well, man.
Why not?
All right. I'm going to run you through the answers one more time, and then I'll give you the rest of the questions, because Miles interrupted me in the middle of them.
Okay.
Your answers, Assassin's Creed, Minecraft, Call of Duty, and Fortnite. Your questions, what is the most sold video game of all time? Which of these games has had a VR title announced most recently? What is the oldest game on this list? And what is my favorite video game?
Okay.
What is my favorite video
what
game?
What is it?
Know the hosts of games.
Okay, so I'm going to agree with Miles. Most sold video game is Minecraft. Oldest, mm-hmm. I'm going to go Assassin's Creed. VR, I feel... You said Call of Duty,
no,
right?
No, you got to go with one question. Yeah, one question, one answer.
One question, one answer. Okay.
You got it, bud.
You're not matching things. It's one question, one answer.
Okay. Let me see. Real quick, can you run by the answers again?
Yes. Assassin's Creed, Minecraft, Call of Duty, and Fortnite.
Okay. I want to say Call of Duty with the... virtual.
Is that your final
VR.
Answer?
Yeah.
Jeremiah, that is incorrect.
Yeah. I know this one.
Would it be would it have been Assassin's Creed?
Yeah.
Assassin's Creed has had a VR title announced most recently, and it is it's actually looking fairly nice. It's called Assassin's Creed Nexus.
Yeah. I'm super excited for
the,
it.
That is one of the correct answers. So the other correct answer for you was Call of Duty is the oldest game on this list. With its first title, I believe, in 2001.
2003.
Wow.
Was it 2003?
I think so.
All right, then.
Wait, when was Minecraft?
Well, Minecraft was 2010, I believe.
2009.
2009 around was the alpha. There. It's fine. We're going to the next question. All right.
I'm just an expert on my main.
All right. Rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, okay.
I love, like how real it is, and it's, like, right next to the mic. Rock, paper, scissors,
next question.
Shoot.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
They're still right. Going.
I'm going again.
All right. Your answers are Canberra, Sydney, Melbourne, and Brisbane.
Australia question?
Yep.
Oh,
and
wow.
Your questions are, where does Hugh Jackman live?
What?
What is the city where I saw a huntsman spider?
What?
What is the capital of Australia? And what is my dog's name?
Okay, so what was I just need the first answer.
The first answer was Canberra.
I'm pretty sure you told me your dog's name is Canberra.
Is that your final answer?
Sure.
Miles, that is incorrect.
Yeah, it was a shot in the
dark. Jeremiah, you can steal this one. Do you need to hear him again?
No. Sydney, right. Australia is the capital.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is incorrect.
Wait, what?
The capital, isn't it? The capital of Australia is Canberra.
Yeah. He said,
we both got it wrong.
Bro, he was so confident.
He was so confident. I loved it. He's
Sydney.
Sydney, Australia, baby.
Sydney is one of the most well-known cities in Australia.
So is Melbourne.
So is Melbourne. However, Canberra is the capital of Australia.
Where does Hugh Jackman
live? Are we still going with the
nope.
with the question? Okay,
nope.
So we're
going
moving
on to
on.
The next question.
Okay.
Where does Hugh Jackman live?
Hugh Jackman does not live in Australia.
I was going to say, he's like He's not Australian, is he?
No, he is Australian. He just doesn't live in Australia.
Am I just an idiot? Don't mind me.
Anyways, yeah, so my dogs, neither of my dogs are named after a city in Australia. And what? I have never been to Australia, so I have never seen a huntsman spider.
Yeah, I figured that you'd never been to Australia. But all right. I don't know where you've been.
Are we ready for question three? All right, question three. You know the drill. Rock, paper, scissors. Go for it.
All right. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Not to make a rock, paper, scissors, shoot sound effect.
Yeah.
Looks like I won this one.
All right, Jeremiah. Your answers are James Bond.
Ooh.
Fast and the Furious.
Okay.
Godzilla.
Okay.
And Sherlock Holmes.
Got it.
Your questions. Which franchise has the most films? Which franchise has the most recurring named characters? Which franchise was never filmed in the country it was based in? And what movie did I once stay up till 1 a.m. watching in eighth grade?
All right. We're going to go most recurring characters with Fast and Furious.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is incorrect. Miles, you have a chance to steal this one.
All right. So can I just hear the answers again? I think I got the questions.
They are James Bond, Fast and the Furious, Godzilla, and Sherlock Holmes.
I'm going to go with Godzilla having the most movies.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, because he's had a lot of movies.
He is at a lot of movies. Miles, that is incorrect.
What? Really?
Was it Godzilla and
now,
staying
I am
up
going to give you,
think.
Because there are technically two correct answers to this one, so I'm going to give each of you guys one more go at it. Jeremiah, we're going to go back to you for this one.
All right. I'm going to go James Bond most movies.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Incorrect.
Yeah. Miles. I was even, if I had to
are
answer that.
Are any of these the right answer?
There are two correct answers to this question.
If I was going to answer this question, I was like, it has to be James Bond for most.
You would think, right?
Yeah, you'd think, yeah.
Oh, maybe Sherlock Holmes for most recurring characters.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
That is correct.
Oh, yeah.
That was one that I had not thought of, but that is technically correct. Sherlock Holmes has appeared in all of his movies.
That's true.
So has Godzilla.
Yeah, well,
so has James Bond. But there's
so is Dom Toretto in Fast and Furious.
Yes, but
not in Tokyo Drift.
But here's the thing, you got to remember.
Not in Tokyo Drift and not in Too Fast.
You have to remember how many movies each franchise has.
Yeah, that's fair.
Fast and the Furious has 10 movies.
Did you stay up till 1 a.m.
watching
Godzilla?
No, I stayed up till 1 a.m. watching all the Spider-Man movies.
Oh, okay. Understandable. Yeah.
Wait. Which Spider-Man?
All of them.
Just all of them.
All of them.
Okay, favorite.
All three.
Okay, I know off top. Favorite Spider-Man actor of all time.
I like Andrew Garfield.
I like Tobey Maguire.
Tobey Maguire is the classic, but Andrew Garfield's
good.
All right,
he's
you guys want to hear the other correct answers are?
Sure. Yeah, sure.
So, which franchise has the most recurring named characters was Godzilla, because that was what I had written down.
Okay.
Other than Sherlock Holmes, because I forgot that Sherlock Holmes was in every Sherlock Holmes movie. Which franchise was never filmed in the countries based in was a trick question. All of them were filmed in the countries they're based in.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Even Godzilla? That was
Godzilla was originally filmed in Japan because
that's
it was
sick.
A Japanese movie.
Yeah. That's sick.
So, James Bond had 25 movies.
Mm-hmm.
Fast and the Furious has 10 movies. Godzilla has 38 movies.
Jesus.
But
what?
Sherlock Holmes, since 1913, has had 211 movies.
Wait, so we're...
That's like some Johnny Cash, how many albums he released in his entire career.
So we're talking, are we also talking like Sherlock Gnomes as well?
Yeah, Sherlock Gnomes counts.
Sherlock Gnomes counts? That's
wow.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. But, so yeah, the correct answer for most films.
Are we talking movies or like films like TV show episodes?
Just films. I'm not talking TV show episodes, I'm talking films.
Wild.
So every movie or film that has ever been released since the first one in 1913... He has had 211 film appearances.
That is ridiculous.
That is insane.
Yep. All right. Question four. Right now, Miles, you have two. Jeremiah, you got one.
Mm-hmm.
Question four. Your answers. Actually, I forgot something.
Uh-oh.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, yeah, that's the most important thing.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Okay.
Jeremiah?
Yes.
All right. Your answers are... 1.5 grams, 40 grams, 2 pounds, and 6.
Just 6?
Just 6.
Okay, cool.
Your nice. Questions are, how much did I weigh as a baby?
Dude, it's been an episode of trying to figure out Kieran's life.
Yeah, that's going to be a recurring theme, so you better get
slowly
ready for that.
Slowly but surely, we'll figure him out.
How much sugar is in a single lemon?
Ooh,
okay.
How much oregano should go on spaghetti?
Hello?
And how much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
Okay, I'm going to go with... Actually, hang on. Repeat back the answers.
The answers are 1.5 grams, 40 grams... 2 pounds, and 6.
Okay, we're going to go with 6 for how much you weighed as a baby.
Is that your final
as
answer?
As a baby.
Yes.
I love that.
That is incorrect.
Oh, you.
It was just 6. There was no unit of measurement.
No unit of measurement there.
That's true. That is very true.
All right, Miles, you get to steal this one.
All right, I'm going to go with 1.5 grams for oregano on spaghetti.
Is that your final answer?
We're just going to go for it.
That is incorrect.
Yeah, I didn't.
I'm going to go with 6 for how much wood could a woodchuck chuck.
No, because that's
well,
wood.
Right. Hang on. Jeremiah, the woodchuck would chuck as much wood as the woodchuck would chuck if the woodchuck could chuck wood.
Wow. The woodchuck could chuck as much wood as a woodchuck could chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood. That's
yeah,
correct.
But how much wood would the woodchuck chuck if the woodchuck could chuck wood?
It would chuck as much wood as a woodchuck could chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood.
Yeah, but I know that. But how much wood would the woodchuck chuck if the woodchuck could chuck wood?
All right. Let's
anyways,
move on.
Jeremiah, you still, because there have been no correct answers made yet, you get another shot at this one.
Okay, oh, yeah, hang on. What was the second answer?
The second answer was 40 grams.
40 grams. All right, and then the questions.
How much did I weigh as a baby? How much sugar is in a lemon? How much oregano goes on spaghetti? And how much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
Okay. I'm going to go 40 grams for how much you weighed as a baby.
Is that your final answer?
I suppose.
That is incorrect.
Yeah. Probably not up there.
Miles?
I'm sticking with it. We're going to go 40 grams for oregano on spaghetti.
That is incorrect.
Wow.
You guys are...
We're never going to get past
this.
This
is a struggle. Oh, you guys just want to go... You guys just want the answer now.
Sure.
You can waive your ability to answer these.
Okay, yeah, let's do it.
All right. The correct answer is 1.5 grams of sugar in a lemon.
Ooh.
Oh, I forgot about that question.
I just repeated it for you. All right. Final question.
Oh, yeah.
Rock, paper, scissors.
All right. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
You're getting progressively more unenthusiastic about this.
Because I keep losing.
Yeah. All right, Jeremiah.
Lose more.
Lose more.
Yeah,
you'll get
seriously.
Used to it. All right, Jeremiah. Your answers, 17, 7, 2, and 16.
17, 7, 2, and 16.
Your questions. How old is my younger brother? How many championships have the Clippers played in? How many Supreme Court justices are there? And how many championships did the Celtics win?
17 court judges.
Is that your final answer?
Probably.
That is incorrect. Miles, you have a chance.
So it's 17, 7, 2, and 16.
Yes.
7 Supreme Court judges.
Seven.
Is that your final answer? That is incorrect.
What? No, no, no. No, it's not. You're wrong.
That is incorrect?
No, you're wrong.
Am I wrong?
Yeah.
We'll check. We're fact checking.
You don't need to fact check. I'm just being a sore loser.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay, he's still
fact
checking.
He's still fact checking.
I'm still fact checking it. Because I could very well have
I'm
just
pretty sure there's 7 Supreme Court justices.
How many Supreme Court justices are there?
No, 13.
Nope, you are still wrong.
Okay, cool, cool. All right,
Jeremiah.
Yeah, you're still wrong, dude.
All right.
There's still one correct answer for you to choose here.
So it's 17, 7, 16, and...
2.
2. Okay. And then the questions?
The questions were, how old is my younger brother? How many championships have the Clippers played in? How many Supreme Court justices are there? And how many championships did the Celtics win?
Gonna go 2 for your older brother, or for your brother. Sorry.
So that's your final answer.
I don't know. It's probably gonna be.
That is incorrect. Miles.
2 championship appearances for the Clippers.
Is that your final answer?
Sure.
That is incorrect.
Yeah.
I know right. the answer, but I can't say it, so.
All right. Well, there is still technically one correct answer. Do you guys want to give it one more shot?
We're going to go two Clippers.
He just said
that. Sorry, two Celtics.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is incorrect.
That's incorrect. That's
it's six Celtics.
Nope, that's incorrect.
Also incorrect. Okay. You got this. Keep going. Just light the ground.
It's 17 Celtics.
That is correct.
Yeah.
17 championship wins.
I'm just going to note that should be like deduced to like
a third of a point. We made it through this question. Let's give ourselves a round of applause.
Everybody clap. We made it through that question.
Even if it's a third of a point, I still won. So I don't care. So.
Yeah. So my younger brother is actually 12 years old.
Oh, okay.
13.
There are 9 Supreme Court justices.
Trey, you were wrong. There's 9, not 13.
Liar.
He said 13. And the Clippers have never made a championship appearance.
They've been really close.
They have been close. They haven't made a championship appearance.
Past the Western Conference Finals.
Right. So that leaves Miles leaving as the winner of EMAG. That's what I'm going to call this segment.
EMAG?
EMAG.
All right, Big Rob. On to your segment, dog.
Welcome to Radio Rumble. All right, so I'm actually need our contestants to look away so I can show one of my hosts the number. All right. So now you guys can look back, and I need both of you to guess the number.
Between 1 and 10?
1 and 5.
1 and 5. All right.
3.
Okay, I was going to go 2.
And closest was? Do either of you want to say it?
I'm going to go with who guessed 5? Someone guessed
5? No one
guessed
5.
3.
You guessed 3? Jeremiah guessed 3?
Yeah.
Jeremiah is the closest. It was 4.
All right. Sweet.
All right. So,
that's my knee.
Name an occasion where parents force their kids to wear a certain outfit.
Church.
All right. Miles?
We're going to go with a wedding.
Number one answer is wedding!
Oh, yeah.
Miles, take this. Miles,
I'm
take
gonna
this
note,
point.
I'm also gonna. I was also gonna guess funeral next. So,
funeral wasn't on there. Sorry.
Was there school uniforms?
It was school picture day.
School picture day.
Okay. All right.
Name a reason that someone might ride their bike to work, starting with Miles, since you went first on the last one. It alternates.
Might ride their bike to work.
Name a reason.
Car broke down.
Valid.
That's valid.
It's very valid.
Jeremiah?
He's thinking.
I want to say one, but I'm not sure how well it's going to go over.
If you don't think it'll slide on the air, then don't say it.
Right.
True.
Environment friendly.
All right. So, technically, Miles, you're not on the list with a broken down car. But on the list, that number 4 is for the environment.
And what was number 1?
We're tied up for Miles and Jeremiah on Radio Rumble. Number 1 answer, they don't have a car.
Ooh.
That's fair. That's very fair.
That's actually very good. That's a good one.
Number 2.
That's really good.
Number 2, exercise. Okay. Number 3, save gas.
True. Okay. Hey. Those are all very true right now, what's going on in this world.
Seriously, we need to get the gas prices.
All right, back to Jeremiah going first. All right. Name something that might come out of your nose when you laugh.
Milk.
He said milk.
Miles?
Boogers.
The number 1 answer. Snotter boogers. Miles takes the point again.
Girl. I think it's happened
to
all of us a few times.
Hey, yeah. Jeremiah, you want to know something? Milk is number 2 answer.
Miles, if you had said water, that would have been.
Oh man,
it was so close.
That was good.
All right, Miles. Name qualities of a bad boss.
One.
Just one quality.
Mean.
Ooh, mean.
Mean.
Does that have to be more specific, or does that work?
That one works.
Okay.
Narcissistic.
Ooh.
Ooh.
That's now we're specific.
That is specific. Let's hear it, Rob.
It's probably not up there, but that's my biggest...
I don't really want to give either of you the point.
Ooh.
Is it bossy?
Yours could have worked, but I don't really think it will work.
But you said it did.
Like, I feel like people will get angry if I try to make it work. You can make it work, but it's a stretch.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to go for it.
We have another question.
I need you both to answer again the same question.
Lazy.
Ooh, lazy. I like that one. I think that's
a valid response.
That is, really, yeah.
Someone who micromanages.
Ooh,
micromanage.
Number one answer.
Oh.
Micromanagement.
Woo! Oh, you got it.
Lazy wasn't on there, but incompetent, angry, irresponsible, and oblivious were.
Oh, I guess mean and angry wouldn't work. Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Yep.
All right. So it's tied again. 2-2. Final answer. Well, final question.
Y'all good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Name a food dogs love just as much as humans do. Jeremiah.
Steak.
Ooh.
Well, game's over. Number one answer, steak. You don't even get an answer. He said the number one answer right off the bat. You don't even get an
hold
answer.
On, I'm playing all the game right because like it's over.
it's over.
It's over.
But technically Miles did win.
Yes,
he did win.
Miles did win.
But you don't get the clean sweep.
You don't have the clean sweep, but
he did go out of three games.
So 2-1 series. So let's everyone give a round of applause for Miles.
Yeah, coming back next week.
But I'm curious.
Yeah.
What would you have picked anyway?
Well, I know occasionally my mom will treat the dogs to a hamburger.
This
like
is
from
what
McDonald's just through the drive-thru.
Hamburger is number four.
Y'all are forgetting one of the most underrated foods that dogs absolutely love.
A pup cup?
Peanut butter.
Oh,
peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter is not on there.
Wow.
Really?
Wow.
It's not on the
Hang
list.
Hang on.
The
I got to ask.
States.
Is mashed potatoes on
no.
there?
No.
No.
The state wow. list. Steak. Chicken, bread, hamburger, cheese.
Oh, they do.
Cheese.
You know what also should be on the list? Eggs.
Yeah.
Dogs absolutely love eggs.
Really likes potatoes.
Like breakfast. Mashed potatoes. So, I gave my dog.
No, like raw potatoes.
Oh, straight raw potatoes.
Bacon?
No bacon.
My dog really likes ice cubes. He likes ice cubes.
My dog likes to pick them up too. Push them around, and then just leave them on the floor to melt.
Close enough.
He will go to them. He will start licking them and be like, oh, no, that's too cold. And then just walk away.
Well,
I think we should interview our contestants. We'll start off with Jeremiah.
Oh, no.
You know, what could you have done differently to have beaten Miles today? What was your Achilles heel in today's game show?
Probably not pay attention to the last one and not ask Rob for all the answers.
What?
Huh?
I'm joking. No, probably I was busy last one, so just not listening to the first one probably hurt a little bit. Seeing it, I don't know what his answers was, how he played the rock paper scissors game, and
I love the rock paper scissors.
Whatnot.
I started catching on about
the third
one. I think that's a must
have
in the
show. Oh yeah. I'm still adapting because my segment's a newer one.
I haven't gotten
it down yet, but we're figuring it out.
Yeah. Well, Jeremiah, it's a pleasure having you on the show today, bud. We're going to see you around. Maybe we'll be back on the game in another episode. But Miles, my man.
And next week, our contestant will be Isaac.
Ooh, Isaac.
Okay.
Isaac.
Okay.
So back-to-back wins for you. You have some momentum on your side. I gotta tell you, man, what is it with you and trivia? That is like, it's like some magic there, man.
I've always been good at trivia. Whenever there's something that I know about, I can tell you a lot of things about it, especially baseball. You ask me anything about the current state of the MLB, and I could rattle off, I could talk about it for days, I'm telling you.
Who broke the most bats?
Okay, well, that isn't a stat that's tracked. So I
imagine
don't know.
If it was.
It would be a stat.
It's a stat. It's not tracked.
It's definitely a stat.
It's a stat. It's just
not tracked.
Mm. Who's twisted the most ankles?
Why is it not tracked?
Who's twisted the most ankles?
Yes.
Like twisted the most other people's ankles or twisted their own ankles multiple
times? I'm going to go with Ty Cobb for the person that has twisted the most people's ankles.
I'm going to go with Mickey Mantle for the most ankles. I mean, he did trip on a pipe in center field of Yankee Stadium.
Right. Now, Ty Cobb...
Who has fallen in
Ty
the most stadiums?
Ty Cobb was an absolute... Dude, he was a monster on that field. Like, he was really good,
crazy.
But he was a monster towards his opponents.
Like an actual crazy person.
Yeah, exactly. Right. But one of the greatest MLB players of all time.
Yeah, Jeremiah, just so that we can... mess up Miles next time. I'm going to have you help me write the questions for next episode.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, that seems a little unfair.
Yeah. Oh, I got to stack things, man. You're winning too much.
I've got
No, we don't stack. Game is not rigged.
It's not rigged. Not
I mean, hey, it's there's just... also two other people.
No, you know what? Stack it against me. I got a target on my back.
Stack it against both of you.
I got a target on. I got a target on my back.
They're
I'll just make them the most obscure things.
They're, yeah, you do. They're coming for me, man.
They're coming. I'm coming for you.
Oh. No.
I definitely
that was
not
a threat.
Just put a sign on the back of them that says, kick me.
Is that going to wrap it up, guys?
I think that does.
It's going to wrap it up.
All right. Good deal. Good deal. I want to thank Miles and Jeremiah for coming on to the show today. Couldn't do it without them. Also, I couldn't do it with my great co-hosts, Kieran Sandulo and Big Rob. I'm going to cue this outro real quick, but I'm going to talk over it just real quick. Y'all can all talk as well. But I just want to let everyone know that game is on every Friday from 8:30 to 9:15 only on Indy's Giant 90.9, your station for variety. You can catch us on audioboom.com if you miss an episode. We are the greatest associates of modern day entertainment. For Kieran Sandulo, for Big Rob, I'm Landon Nelson, a.k.a. Big Nelly. We'll see you guys in the next episode.